him not to be able to play. But thankfully, they changed the rule. You used to have to go to the locker room when you were ejected, and you couldn't be out with your teammates. That's no longer the case. So Darryl Peterson is still on the bench, and he is the biggest cheerleader supporter now that he can't play. And he's in every huddle. He's the first guy greeting the defensive players when they come off the field, and kind of speaks to his character and the leadership that he provides. But again, another layer of the silly rule, but at least they did correct it that he doesn't have to go sit in the locker room.
Yeah, no, it's at least it's one step. And Luke Fickell's been really consistent about that. You know, there was a game last year, an opposing player had a targeting penalty, and he spoke out about it, saying it's a shame that you get disqualified from game action, as Sappington's kick will be fielded at the goal line, left side by Vinny Anthony to the 5, to the 10, weaving 15, along the numbers to the 20, and wrapped up and dropped at about the 22-yard line in Wisconsin territory. So it's not just a thing where we're chirping about it because a Wisconsin player will have to miss the first half of next week's game. But Fickell and other coaches we've known have been very consistent if it's their guy or the other guy.
Yeah, it just feels like it's a dated deal. I understood you can't find college players. I'll be curious how that continues to shake out as this thing evolves.
Yeah, true.
But there's degrees to things, right? There's malicious and violent, and then there's other ones, and it shouldn't all just be lumped into the same category.
Gideon Atuka, the lone setback, 20 carries, 86 yards for the redshirt freshman. Lance Mason slot right, Trechka Kahuna slot left. Atuka motions out to the right. Simmons to throw, hit as he throws, pass deflected, incomplete. Wanted Kekahuna, and that's a blanket coverage provided by the linebacker Bryce Betcher. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 22-yard line.
Yeah, they brought a blitz, and he was untouched coming in at Hunter Simmons. So Hunter did a good job of just getting rid of that. That was almost a shot right into him. Unblocked, untouched, and very fortunate to get rid of that football.
Hunter's one completion was to Vinny Anthony for 12 yards. This fires the rest of the way. He's under center, eye backs on second down. Play fake Simmons looking, taking a shot, right side, hangs up in the air for Brooks. It is incomplete, flag down. And a pass interference call against Naeem Offord, a freshman cornerback out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Pass interference. Defense, number 14, 15-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Single, just one-on-one work there, and Chris Brooks got clearly tied up. And a first down for the Badgers.
We'll take it. We'll take it. There's some grabbage and some other things, and you know, Dan Lanning, he was able to get the call on the last one. This time, not as fortunate. Wisconsin was able to get the 15-yard.
So a first and 10 for the Badgers at their 37-yard line. A minute gone by in the fourth quarter, 21-0 Oregon. There was 7-0 Ducks
at the half.
With that touchdown late in the first half. Aker and Atuka in the backfield flanking Hunter Simmons. On first down, the give to Atuka. We're faking the give to Atuka, throwing left side. That's caught by Kekahuna, and he'll sprint to the boundary across the 45 to the 46-yard line. And that's a gain of 9, second down and 1. Well-executed play.
Yeah, you had me fooled, too. I was looking at it, looked like it was going to Atuka, and that's the first completion, and I don't think we want to even say if that was the first completion since, but you got a little movement there. You had everybody kind of going with Atuka and kind of snuck back under. Easy completion for his second of the day.
2 out of 14 is Hunter Simmons through the air. Double wide to the right. Proudis is wide. Jaden Ballard to the slot. And a play fake. Simmons back to throw. Pressure coming. Hunter winds up. Balls pop loose, and they're going to play this through. Loose across the 45-yard line. That was Theron Johnson, the cornerback, coming on the blitz. And again, you play this through and then let replay be your safety net again to see whether that hand was moving forward with possession. At the moment, it's a recovered fumble by Wisconsin. And that it was Davis Heinzen racing over there, and that would be a first down at the 48-yard line in Wisconsin territory.
You know what? Davis Heinzen is becoming a heck of a fumble recoverer.
He is.
That's his second one, and that one on the goal down on the other end was a big time. 3 Oregon Ducks. We're taking that. That's a chunk play right there. Quick 10 yards.
There you go. First and 10 for the Badgers. Eugene Hilton and Trech Kekahuna out to the right. Trech in motion to the left. Here's the handoff to Atuka, and he gets nabbed behind the line of scrimmage. Tatum Tuioti on the stop. Loss of one to the 46 of Wisconsin, where it's second down and 11.
Some missed blocks, a little bit of penetration off of from their inside, right around, right over the center. Got a little push back, and that didn't let Gideon really get started, and that's why we ended up with a one-yard loss.
3 minutes gone by, fourth quarter, 21-0 Oregon. Second down and 11 for the Badgers. Grover Bortolotti in there at running back now. And Oregon will take a timeout. Lanning and company not liking what he was seeing from his defensive alignment. With 11 minutes and 53 seconds remaining here in the game, we'll go ahead and take another break. We'll tell you the Brew Pub Pizza is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and local heroes in our communities. We partnered with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Give back to those who serve through each sale of our new Brew Pub Patriot Pizza, available now in your local grocery store. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 11:53 to play. Oregon 21, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. Although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, 21-0, Oregon leads the Badgers. Wisconsin will have a second down and 11 from their own 46-yard line. Gideon Atuka, 21 carries for 85 yards. And this is an Oregon team. Now, the weather has been miserable, and that has certainly played some factor in this, but Wisconsin's defense has played a factor as well. Oregon averages 44 points a game. It's the best among Power Four and second best in Division I football, leading the Big Ten, 44 points per game. It has 21 now with 12:22 remaining. Here, Wisconsin, though, you're trying to avoid something that hasn't happened with Badger football since 1968, and that's being shut out in three consecutive weeks. It's all part of a 0-10 season here after going 0-9-1 the previous year. Grover Bortolotti is the running back. Three receivers to the left as Vinny Anthony motioned that way for the Badgers' 46-yard line. Simmons to throw, flings it right side. Bortolotti unable to grab it. It's incomplete. Devin Jackson, the linebacker over there in coverage, and it's third and 11 for Wisconsin from its own 46.
And that's some pressure comes off the edge, but when you have that play and you decide to send your back out, that's where you're going with the football, and you turn, you want to be able to lead your running back. He had Bortolotti kind of turn, and a ball kind of went through his hands, and now we're sitting in a third and 11.
Tuca comes out wide to the right. Now he'll come back to the backfield. Double wide to the left. On the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Let it go. Here's the snap to Simmons. Fires to the right, and that is caught by Lance Mason. Gets wrapped up by Dylan Thieneman. Across the 50, they'll place at the 47 of Oregon. It'll be fourth down and four for Wisconsin, and got to go here.
Yeah, good recognition there by Hunter Simmons of understanding what Oregon did. They brought about everybody, and they put their safety in kind of a one-on-one. He ended up making a really good strike. Was going to take a shot again, delivered it. Now you give your offense a chance here with a fourth and four upcoming.
Badgers today, 2 out of 10 on third down. Kekahuna comes out wide right. Chris Brooks to the left. Jackson Aker to the left of the quarterback. Atuka to the right. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin. That'll be the second charge timeout for the Badgers of the second half. We'll keep it here with 11 minutes and 2 seconds remaining. 21-0, Oregon leading Wisconsin. Let's send it downstairs. Patrick, what do you got on Billy Edwards trying to work his way back from that training camp injury that's just taken away the majority of the year?
Yeah, you're exactly right. He had that knee injury during camp and then obviously re-injured at the season opener, tried to give it a go against Maryland, and he's getting closer, and he's working his way back. We've seen him now, been taking some snaps during practice and working on it. But I'll say this for him, that he's here, not in uniform, but he's been traveling every game, and he's as invested in this team as anybody. He's got an earpiece in, so he's hearing all the calls, and he's living and dying by every play. It seems like he's kind of taking mental reps, but he's in the quarterback's ear. Every time they come to the bench, he's looking at film with them on the devices, the tablets. And I think this is a guy that, given all that's happened this season, he's still invested. And I give him credit for that. And he has certainly not packed it in for this season. And hopefully he'll get to play again.
All right, it's fourth down and four. Wisconsin at the Oregon 47-yard line. Kekahuna and Brooks to the left. Anthony to the right. Atuka the running back. Simmons gets the snap. Back to throw, fires to the left and going down and getting it. Yes, sir. Tretch Kekahuna, first down, Wisconsin. Threw it where he had to, and Kekahuna able to cradle it at the 39-yard line of the Ducks.
Yeah, and just looking down there, Davis Heinzen out, Ryan Corey in, getting it down there. They're running it quick here to make sure they can't check anything.
And they get the snap away. Simmons to throw, looking, drops it off over the middle to Atuka. Penalty marker down in the backfield. Maybe Simmons took one as Atuka's brought down inside the 40, make that inside the 35 to the 33. And it's going to be a holding penalty against Wisconsin. I think they announced it on Riley Malden.
Yeah, just seeing that the flag came late, and Riley looked like he was on top of him, which, you know, sometimes can mean he slipped or he fell. I have not seen a replay yet, but he went inside. Riley moved his feet. Don't love that call. Don't love it. He ended up getting, if you're going to call that and you're telling me Oregon hasn't, come on now. Come on now.
I usually tease you a lot for that, but I think I'm in agreement with you there. I'm full agreement. Here's a play fake rolling right and the throw inside the 45 goes Tretch Kekahuna, and he is yanked down near the 42-yard line. That was Jaden Kennedy, nickel over there to make the tackle. It is second down and 14 for the Badgers at the 43-yard line of Oregon.
And Heinzen back in there again. He is just battling. I have to give recovering fumbles. He's obviously hobbled with that ankle, it looks like, and he just keeps coming back in for more. Love it.
Eugene Hilton out to the right. Aker, Kekahuna, and Anthony to the left. Simmons wants to run it, pulls it down, and he gets pulled down. The line of scrimmage maybe squeezed a yard out of it. That was it. And it's third down and long. Make it third and 14. They'll place at the 43 of Oregon.
And that was a design quarterback draw, hoping that their linebackers would vacate. They didn't, and didn't gain much.
Back on the ball, Simmons to throw under pressure. Hit as he throws, deep shot right side, caught by Hilton inside the 5 and down near the goal line. First and goal, Wisconsin. Oh, Hunter Simmons hit on the release. He finds the freshman Eugene Hilton. First and goal, Wisconsin.
Oh, what a job again of staying in there and just giving his guy a chance. And Hilton does a great job of coming back. The ball's underthrown a little bit. Sees it, reads it, gets it.
They work out of the shotgun on first and goal, and now the officials step in. A timeout taken. Second charge timeout for the Ducks with 8:43 left in the game. 21-0 Oregon. First and goal for the Badgers. And we'll keep it here.
You have to give Hunter Simmons a ton of credit. I know the accuracy and, you know, his completion percentage today, but Oregon has just decided they're going to blitz him. Anytime it's third and 10, they're bringing pressure, and they're going to give coverage that they think their guys could cover. And there were two guys down there, but I think actually Simmons getting hit, that ball ended up being underthrown a little bit. And Eugene Hilton does just a fantastic job not getting a penalty of pushing off, just kind of slow, keeps his hands down, comes back to the football, and man, did we need that play.
They had the equipment out there as though they were going to do a review here, and I'm thinking of reviewing whether Eugene Hilton scored, which the replay, it looks like it should be down at the one-yard line.
For a second, I thought maybe his butt was on old boy's belly,
yeah,
and maybe he had rolled in, but I think his hip actually grazed the ground maybe a yard short. So a big-time play, and again, Hunter Simmons to stay in there, hang in, and make a throw.
So it'll be a first and goal at the one. We thought we were going to go into a longer TV break, but we're not, so we'll keep it here. Badgers are ready to get in the end zone. I really don't want to take a commercial break right now. I'd like to say those two words I haven't said for a couple of minutes.
That'd be nice, yeah. So. We'd all love to hear that, Matt. I'm not even going to step over you. I'm going to make sure to be extra quiet here.
I think we should say it together. Let's see
minute.
If it can happen.
It's been a minute, yep. Count your chickens, for sure.
Davis Heinzen in there at center. You got Jackson Aker, the fullback. Gideon Atuka, the tailback. Straight eye formation. Simmons under center. Lance Mason, wing on the left side. Simmons bobbled the snap.
Oh,
it's loose. And a pile at the two-yard line. Again, with these rainy conditions and all that, but there have been multiple exchange issues, and it's second down and goal.
Yeah, that ball didn't come up, and very fortunate that Hunter Simmons was able to get it. I was nervous when I said it. It's hard, and we're making it harder to try and get our first points in a long time.
Second and goal at the two, now into the shotgun. Atuka to the right of Hunter Simmons. Chris Brooks wide right, Vinny Anthony wide left. Simmons gets the snap, and he'll throw it right side. Caught by Mason! Touchdown, Wisconsin! There, I said it.
How'd that feel?
Oh, good.
A little pent up, let it rip. That, you didn't try to run it in. You made a play. You got Mason leaked out to the right side. Simmons delivered it, and I'm telling you, I think Badger fans, yes, we're down 21-6, but boy, does that feel. Matt, I'll tell you, I loved hearing it because it's been way too dang long since we've heard a touchdown, Wisconsin.
Oof. Almost said one other word there, but
yeah.
I'm kind of glad I didn't. 21-6 Oregon with 7:57 remaining. I'll tell you something, in a year that has been, you know, it's been a brutal season, but we've talked a lot about guys who are showing a ton of guts. You know, this Wisconsin defense, guys like Ben Barton, Mason Poza, Cooper Catalano, terrific catch by another freshman, Eugene Hilton, to set up this first and goal. And some props to Hunter Simmons, who's had a very difficult stretch, but engineers this scoring drive as Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. And your scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. 12 plays, 78 yards, took 6 minutes and 14 seconds. We'll take a break. 7:57 remaining. Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
With a 2-yard flip to Lance Mason to get the Badgers on the board, 21-7 Oregon with 7:57 left in the game as we send it downstairs again to Patrick.
Enjoyed it. You know who else enjoyed that touchdown? Bucky Badger got to do push-ups. He'd been waiting a couple weeks for that. He repped those 7 push-ups out like he'd been waiting. Hey, Tosh, before the game, you said we're going to see who really loves football in this game. You made that comment about it because the weather's going to be crummy. The season isn't gone the way Wisconsin wants. I think you're right that we're seeing that Wisconsin has got these players that really do want to play. We saw it last week when Christian Allegro broke his arm and said, I want back in, and he finished that game with a broken arm. He's out today because he had surgery. But there's several other guys that are banged up and still playing through this. Suggs and Peterson on the defensive line. Davis Hines, we've talked about a lot. And you know, look at even Tucker Ashcraft, who's got the broken finger, and he hasn't gotten in there yet, but he's dressed. He's got a giant club on his finger, and it's the type of thing where he wasn't going to miss this game, even if he's injured. And so I thought that comment was revealing from you, Tosh. We want to see who loves football. And I think we are seeing that this Badger team doesn't quit.
Well, there's a lot of guys, and it's real easy to play football when you're winning and everybody's telling you how great you are. It's a lot harder when you have all of the stuff that has happened. And this group today, this effort level from everybody defensively, the great job there by the offense. Effort has not been something that we've had to worry about.
Nathaniel Vaco set to kick off. Here's the run up, and the kick is away. It bangs off of one of the front men for Oregon. It'll get covered up inside the 30-yard line if he meant to do that. Good shot from Vaco, covered up by the Ducks, and they'll take over first and 10 with 7:52 remaining here in Eugene.
It makes me – I feel like he was trying to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he's not, kudos to him, because that's a great way to do it. You get that right ricochet. So shoot, I know we are all excited about scoring those 7 points. We're in this ball game, and now get a stop. Oregon has put the ball on the floor a few times. What a great time to really tighten this thing up.
Speaking of putting it on the floor, the Badgers did a couple of times on that touchdown drive, converted
a
fourth down, and they got the bounce. Mark Thomas, the quarterback. He's got Noah Whittington behind him on first and 10. Malik Benson motions to the formation. Handoff Whittington gets met by Corey Walker. And little, if any, on the play from the 28-yard line of Oregon. And maybe a yard out of it was all that Whittington could squeeze. And it's second down and long for the Ducks.
Yeah, another real high snap. And Walker beats his man across his face and is able to make a play in the backfield. But just keep hanging around. You're seeing some high snaps, and all of a sudden, I don't think anyone here thought that Oregon was going to be in a little bit of a dogfight here in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Jordan Davison, now the running back to the left of Thomas on the Oregon 29-yard line, second down and 9. Davison will shift to the right side of the QB. Play clock winding down. The snap high, bobbled, gathered, handoff Davison across the 30, 35-yard line, and he'll bust it across the 40, and Austin Brown will collide with him across the 40 up to the 43-yard line. So a near disaster for Oregon turns into a good play for the Ducks, first and 10.
Well, you know, Kelly Sheffield, our volleyball coach, should have been happy with that set. He kind of set himself up and was able to get that another really high snap and a nice job by getting that one right hand to flip it up to him. And then, you know, normally the timing of your blocking and of hitting the hole is thrown off. And unfortunately that time for Wisconsin, it was, and he picked up a first down.
First and 10 for the Ducks at their 43-yard line. Benson, the receiver, in motion right to left. Pistol formation and a handoff to Davison. And nothing doing. He gets covered up right away. Emilio Agard racing off the corner, getting involved defensively. Second down and 10 for Oregon with 6:05 remaining. 21-7, the Ducks.
They're not in any hurry now. They're going to milk the clock, and that's not something typically a Dan Lanning team likes doing, but I think they just want to get out of here now. And Wisconsin, keep bringing it. Bring people off the edges. These snaps are high. Hope for something here and make a play. Try to get a turnover.
Second and 10, Ducks at their own 43-yard line. Orion Moore circles in motion left to right. And here's the give across the 45-yard line. Noah Whittington across midfield. Finally gets wrapped up and driven down. Matt Young is there. It'll be third down and short. Let's see where they place it here. Might be the 49 of Wisconsin, maybe the 48. They need the 47 to move the sticks. And they'll put it at the 48 of Wisconsin, third and one. Both teams have one timeout available, by the way.
Whittington has had a really nice second half. He's getting it going here a little bit. I think he's now 13 carries, 88 yards. Their run game, much more effective in the second half.
Oregon 7 out of 12, converting on third down. A little play fake. Rolling right. Brock Thomas may be in chase across the 50, 45-yard line near the 40, and a first down for Oregon as Brock Thomas using his feet. First down to the 42-yard line in Wisconsin territory.
That's great athleticism by him there. He had the guys were chasing, and he was able to outrun our guys to the corner and be able to pick up that first down. They just ran a bootleg. Wisconsin fell into it a half a step too late, and that allowed him to pick up that first down.
So they can burn off more time. 4:25 remaining, 21-7 Oregon. Huddling, working that play clock, which is down to 5. Thomas in the shotgun. And he'll hand it to Davison inside the 40 and gets popped by Matt Young inside the 35 to the 34-yard line, but still an 8-yard run. Jordan Davison putting on a pretty good display. They've got 2 on the edge, and that gets Davison over 100 yards, 102 rushing yards. Noah Whittington has 97.
And that doesn't really tell the tale. I know, you know, stats are stats, and give them credit. They've stuck with it and been able to move the football on the ground in the second half, but Wisconsin's defense has done a whale of a job.
34 of Wisconsin, second down and 2. Snap a little high, pulled down by Thomas, hands off to Davison. He'll fight for the first down. He'll get it, but a penalty marker flies. See what we have as Davison was able to fall forward to the 31, but this is going against Oregon.
Offense, number 9, 10-yard penalty, second down.
It's the tight end, Jamari Johnson. Stops the clock with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play.
I've seen one of those today. We've had a couple go against us, but that was a case where, again, you end up finishing somebody on the ground and you're laying on top, and it looks as if that guy had a chance to make the play. The refs saw it that time and threw the flag, which is very nice.
Well, at the 44-yard line of Wisconsin, second down and 12. Single wide receiver to the left. Whittington back of the game at running back. And Thomas is going to run it himself, probing the right side, and Walker is there to greet him. At the 44-yard line, the line of scrimmage, no gain, third down and 12.
Corey Walker just read that perfectly. He has his man trying to reach him, cover him up, and Corey just did not let himself get blocked. He was able to shed it. And you know, he started off, obviously he was a little bit dinged up. He's somebody that I know we counted on for a lot, and I think he's starting to kind of round into shape. He's made a few nice plays this afternoon.
Now the 2 minutes and 38 seconds remaining. 21-7 Oregon, third down and 12. Ball at the Wisconsin 44-yard line. Empty backfield. Three receivers right, two on the left. Thomas gets the snap. Badgers sending four. Thomas being chased, and he is sacked by Ben Barton. Oh, Corey Walker was getting in there, and it was Ben Barton just chopping him down. And it's fourth down for Oregon.
And Wisconsin uses that timeout to get it. Ben Barton, Darryl Peterson. I mean, you're talking about guys that love this university and are emptying their buckets today. There's a lot of guys, but you've seen some things from Ben Barton. You're thinking, I didn't know he could do that. Mm. And he's been doing it.
Badgers using, as Tau said, using that timeout. That's the last one that Fickell has. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. 21-7, Oregon leading Wisconsin. We'll spotlight today's best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. This defense just
Bosa,
just
Barton. Yeah. I mean, there's a litany of guys that you could put. Just great effort, and Oregon has a heck of an offense, and we've done a really good job of limiting what they can do this afternoon.
So the Ducks punting. Jaden Ballard deep. It's Ferguson Reynolds on to punt. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Snap is clean, and they're going to fake it. A throw to the left, and is pulled down. Penalty marker down. 35-30 along the numbers. 25-20 to the 15. 10-5 touchdown, Oregon. But there is a penalty marker in the backfield. They go to the tight end, Roger Saliapaga, on a fake punt. But we'll check the penalty flag. Here's the call.
Holding, kicking team, number 10. 10-yard penalty, fourth down.
Uh-huh.
Good. Good. I don't get it. Don't understand it. But, you know, glad they called a holding on it, because that was pretty well executed outside of that. That tackled a man. Guy saw it, threw the flag. So Lanning's going to do stuff. We've seen it. That's the second trickeration he's tried on special teams. This one would have worked, but it didn't. And I guess, I don't know, that's just how he does things, and it's been very successful for him.
So wipe out the score. And I think they're going to punt with 2 minutes 11 seconds remaining. Snap clean, and now the kick is away. Jaden Ballard signals for the fair catch. He'll make it as he's headed out of bounds around the 15-yard line. And now a little chirping going on. This could be a rather spicy last 2:05. Yeah, let's see. Well, yep, flag back at the line of scrimmage.
Typically, these games, the refs are trying to find a late dinner reservation or something. And this one, more flags in the fourth quarter than all game.
There have been 16 penalties in this game. This is about to be number 17. Here's
the call. Illegal formation. Defense covering the snapper. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is first down, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yep. Can't do that.
Nope,
they did. And now the Badgers will take over at their 15-yard line as Oregon refuses the penalty with 2:05 remaining. 21-7, Oregon leading Wisconsin. So the fake punt. It went for a touchdown, nullified. Oregon punts it away, and the Badgers are at their 15, first and 10. Hunter Simmons has gone wire to wire tonight at quarterback. Trutz Kekahuna in motion left to right. Three receivers on that side of the field. Gideon Atuka is the running back. Simmons back to throw, looking, fires over the middle, and it is picked off. Juan and Anthony, it's picked off at the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, Oregon. As the Ducks get it right back.
Don't do anything stupid here now. This is where things, tempers are flaring, flags are flying.
That was Daylon Austin picking it off, one of the reserves
in the secondary, and now we'll get the two-minute timeout. We'll take a break with a minute 56 remaining. Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7, back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
On the go and want to stay connected to live college sports anywhere in the country? Download the free Varsity Network app, available on Apple and Android. With new features this season, it's easier than ever to listen live and keep up with your favorite teams. Don't miss a moment. Get the Varsity Network app now. Gideon Atuka called for a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty at the end of the play. A lot of times when you retaliate, you're the one who's going to get caught. And so after all of that, the Ducks will have a first and 10 at the 12 of Wisconsin, a minute 56 remaining, Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7.
And it's been a hard-fought game. I mean, our guys have emptied their bucket today. And you got a bye week coming. And the thing you don't want to see, and that's why I said it, you throw a bad pick, the ball sails, Oregon gets it, and I'm sure, judging by the fact they ran a fake punt, I'm guessing Lanning is going to try to get a touchdown here. Just don't do anything stupid. Emotions are hot, I get it. You don't want to put yourself in a position where you could miss some time the next game, which would be in 2 weeks. So I love how this team played today. They brought everything they can, and you see some of the shortcomings on offense, and it makes it really tough to try to win football games when you have as much trouble moving the football as we do.
Badgers have had to mix and match the offensive line again today. Jake Renfro unavailable. Kerry Kodonko unavailable. We've seen Ryan Corey get some snaps as Heinzen has had to step away on a couple of occasions during the course of the game. No Dylan Jones, no Darion Dupree. Gideon Atuka, who was penalized there at the end of the play, but he's played really well.
Yes,
21 carries, 85 yards.
Yeah, Patrick mentioned it, and we, talking to Luke pregame, a lot of young guys with some of the injuries, obviously, last week, and the young guys really, I thought, brought it today and showed up in a big way, both defensively, and then obviously Hilton makes that big-time catch to finally uncap this scoring drought that we've been on. So we'll see how this thing ends up finishing here. Maybe, they're going to kneel on it. Classy.
Yeah, Badgers out of timeouts, Ducks with the one. Yeah, we talk about that with Wisconsin. It, the same thing about being smart, with temper starting to flare. If you're Oregon, you've got, got a lot to play for moving forward. You want your guys in there as well. So they take a knee, and they'll burn some time. A minute 45 remaining. It'll be second down for the Ducks. Well, you look for the effort. Is it there? And the answer emphatically is yes.
Yes, indeed. That part. And the old wise philosopher, chilly now, don't coach effort. And you never need to do that. And that's, if you ever have to start doing that, that's when you know you're in trouble. And today, the boys' effort was fantastic. Unfortunately, some of the execution issues that we still have seen, especially on the offensive side of the ball, it really makes it hard when you're, I think, at one point, 1 of 12, throwing the football for 12 yards to the middle of the third quarter. It's just going to make it tough.
Take a knee. They'll need to take one more. We're down to 53 seconds. They'll wait for it to get to 40 or just under 40 in the game clock, and that's all they'll need to do.
Badgers are idle next week. They'll host Washington at 2 weeks, in 2 weeks. Game time to be determined. This will be the final snap of the game. Thomas drops to a knee, and that will wrap it up here at Autzen Stadium. Well, the Badgers depleted. It's the rugged year continues, but they left it out there today. That was a terrific effort on the part of the Wisconsin Badgers, and specifically the Wisconsin Badgers defense, as they gave their school all they had to give here today.
Everything. I think there are a lot of fans that thought this was going to be Route City USA today, and I think having some weather and having some things, but really this group came off that plane. I think they came with an edge, and they brought everything they had. And unfortunately, we just have a few limitations that are not allowing us to get over the hump. But you keep working and you keep putting in the effort that you did today, you're going to keep chipping away and good things are going to come down the pipe.
All right, our final score here tonight, Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
When you are.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Back at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, where the Oregon Oregon Ducks defeat Wisconsin here tonight, 21-7. It was 7-0 at the half. Oregon scoring late in the first half, just a little more than a minute left in the first half, and then they get a couple of touchdowns in the second half, one in the third, one in the fourth. The Badgers finally get in, a Hunter Simmons two-yard flip to his tight end Lance Mason. We have said it a lot because it's true. Wisconsin undermanned. We all know that. We all know what they're going through. But I think if you're a Wisconsin fan, you're not going to feel great. But I think there's reason to be encouraged. You know, these guys, they didn't lay down and get rolled over. They represented their school and their fan base as best they could.
Played their tails off. And, you know, you mentioned some of the shortcomings. We knew, you know, this offense, you don't go a couple weeks without scoring and, you know, think you have some type of juggernaut, but opportunities, and you went down, and you finally found a way to kind of end that storyline. Now you have four games left. You're going to need to be a lot better, especially passing the football, but you found a little something with Atuka. I think the running game, you're seeing some things that, you know, especially with starting right guard and center out on the road. They did enough stuff to make you feel good. And again, the effort and the energy that this team brought tonight, that's all you ask from guys, is to do that. They did that big time tonight and made Oregon really earn tonight's win that they got.
And the Ducks improved to 7-1 overall, 4-1 in Big Ten play. 21-7, Oregon defeats Wisconsin. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues here in Eugene. 21-7 Oregon defeats Wisconsin here tonight. Time for the Case IH Red Zone recap. Whether it's in the stadium or your own field, having the right tools makes all the difference. Own your turf with Case IH at caseih.com/badgers. So Wisconsin, they were actually in the red zone last week, albeit briefly, toward the end of the game against Ohio State, and then got pushed outside of it. They got into the red zone finally and converted, getting that touchdown, and they had to recover a couple of their own fumbles, had to convert on fourth down. Anything but easy, but just to talk a lot, Tausch, if it's in sports or in any walk of life, you got to see it to believe it. So they finally saw something there that resulted in points for the first time since, what, the Michigan game, right? The first drive of the Michigan game. So still week off, four games left, but I would like to think they have found a couple things that they can build on here in this final one.
That's always the hope, and that you're struggling, and you can think all you want. You have to see to really start believing that you're getting there, and that's not just for the offensive side of the ball. It's also for defense and the coaches, and I'm guessing, and I know, just up here how happy we were with a touch. Just imagine how the guys down there feel. And yeah, you end up losing by 14, and that was your only points you scored. But there's something too about narratives and perception, because perception becomes reality. And obviously this offense has struggled in a big way, but it's a heck of a lot nicer going into the bye week in saying that, hey, we don't have three straight games. And the first time since, what did you say, 1968. Grateful Dead era, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's just nice to have that off your plate. And now you can almost kind of refocus and say, all right, we have four games left. Great effort tonight against the big boy team on the road. And now you have games. Now let's continue to try to build off of that, because it's one thing. I don't know how much stuff you could take from last week or for certain the Iowa game. Those are games you want to dump and just get rid of. Tonight, there's some things that you can feel good about when you're watching that.
They'll have a week off, or a week without a game, let's put it that way, and then they'll play Washington in 2 weeks at Camp Randall Stadium. Oregon, by the way, 3 out of 4 in the red zone here today. This Case IH red zone recap is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Oregon wins it 21-7. More of our postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Coming up in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
I'm facing you, then you're going to spit.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money. Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology.
featuring three powerful modes of action to strike Horn Rootworm at full force. Outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for Corn Rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Oregon defeats the Badgers tonight 21-7. Looking at some of the defensive stats, Tausch Mason Posa with 13 total tackles, 5 solo. Matt Young with 10, 4 solo. Cooper Catalano and Ben Barton each with 8, each with 3 solo. 4 sacks for Wisconsin tonight. So Oregon has had its quarterback sacked 11 times this season, 6 by Indiana, 4 by Wisconsin, and some other team got there once. But that's some pretty good work. 7 tackles for loss.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that we talked about early in the season. That was obviously a point of contention on last year's team and something that Luke Fickell and his staff wanted to see more of. And I thought early in the year we saw a little bit of it, and then today was, I thought, the best performance we've seen because of the opponent and what we did. Ben Barton, I saw it, you saw, and Mason Post, I mean, how many times have we mentioned his name in the first half? It was almost every play. So a lot of times some of that youthful invigoration into a lineup, it helps everybody else too. So just great effort. I a couple of times saw Barton just flying down the line. You saw DP do it. There's so many guys tonight, and these stats pop out at you, but that group as a whole just emptied their bucket tonight, and that has to make you feel good.
Oregon wins it 21-7 a few minutes ago. Mike Keller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Luke, let's talk about some positives first because your defense played their tails off, especially first half. First 4 possessions, a turnover on downs and 3 punts, and maybe deserved a better fate.
Onside kick, I mean, they came to play. The 95-yard drive or 99-yard drive there, that just a couple plays here and there, first drive of the second half. But they give them guys a lot of credit. They battled. There's a lot of new guys in there. There's some freshman faces that I think were really impressive tonight.
Luke, let's go back to that. You talked about the opening onside kick. And for your defense to respond in that moment is pretty impressive.
It was really impressive. I mean, we put a lot of emphasis and a lot of work into the special teams, and to have one pulled over on us right there, and then for those guys to come out and get a 3-and-out and not bat an eye at it. I mean, there's some great maturity right there, some resiliency and some leadership.
Offensively, you're 1 for your first 13 in the air, and it's hard to maintain because Gideon Ituka ran it really well, and your offensive line opened opportunities in the ground game, but no throw game.
No, I mean, the conditions now, there's something to be said about that. And they weren't bad to start with, but then they got worse. But, I mean, if you don't have balance, if we can't find a way to create some balance, and it's not even just, the 1 for 13, it's putting the ball in jeopardy, too. We're going to have to find a way to do a hell of a lot better job here this last month.
Luke, I don't mean to ask a consolation question, but getting the ball in the end zone on the long drive had to feel pretty good.
I mean, we need to get the ball to Anton, so it doesn't matter when it happens and how it happens. I mean, Eugene Hilton makes a big play down there, you know, and then we finally put the ball in the end zone. And then, regardless, it's, you know, we hadn't scored in a while, but what it did was put it to 21-7, and you had life and you had hope and you had to make a stop, but we didn't get it done.
Final thought here, and that is, we talked a little bit last week post-game about effort and no quit, and I think we saw that all day today. And when you're trying to find things to build on, that has to be one of them.
There's no doubt. I mean, there's that group's battling. I mean, it's a piece together group right now with as many injuries and things like that. And that's no excuse. Next man up. And but there's no quit. There's a heart there that these guys care about each other. They're playing for each other. They don't want it to end like this. They didn't want it to look like this, but they're not holding back.
Luke, thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Oregon wins at 21-7. Tausch and I are back with more as our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!